Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Excited to be back with you today as we're going to be discussing Lesson 281. It can be, but hurt. Let me start again. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. I'm joined today with my beautiful wife, Reverend Nay. And before we begin this lesson, let's take a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts.
God, your child is perfect. When she thinks that she is hurt in any way, it is because she has forgotten who she is and that she is as you created her. Your thoughts can only bring me happiness. If ever I am sad or hurt or ill, I have forgotten what you think and put my little meaningless ideas in place of where your thoughts belong and where they are. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. The thoughts I think with you can only bless. The thoughts I think with you alone are true.
I will not hurt myself today, for I am far beyond all pain. My Father placed me safe in heaven, watching over me. And I would not attack the son he loves, for what he loves is mine to love as well. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. And so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. These next 10 lessons, including, you know, obviously 281, is in response to this part two section, What is the Holy Spirit? I love this part of the workbook lessons because we've gotten a good foundation now of the teaching of A Course in Miracles. Even if you haven't read the textbook yet, you're well on your way to really understanding the textbook. And if you delve into the textbook at this point, you'll find that it just begins to communicate off the page to you. You know, the truth is absolutely there. But this lesson is just so wonderful because it simply says, I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. So when we look upon the world today and we see all the calamity that appears to be going on and all the confusion and doubt about what may happen next, because in this year, 2020, many, many things have changed. But what most of the world does not yet recognize, but as A Course in Miracles students, you may recognize, is that we've created it all. It's changing because we're changing. We are beginning to wake up to the truth of who and what we are in God. And this statement, this declaration that we take on today is an affirmation of our power, who we are as God's perfect word, the creator in action, the first creation of source of love. And we can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. We can be hurt by nothing but the dream that we've made from our thoughts, collectively and individually. And so today we're called to wake up, snap out of it, and realize that God would only bless us with the truth of who and what we are, and we only need to wake up and remember who we are in God.
Yes, this statement is a lesson in purification. It's a lesson of realizing that if what we are taught is true, and it is true that we are as God created us, then there's nothing in this world, nothing in this experience, nothing a brother or sister can do to us that we can do to ourselves to diminish that which we are. And therefore, the only thing that is ever seeming to cause harm or to hurt us is our own thought system. And it can seem as if, yeah, it sure can seem as if it's coming at us, not from our thoughts, but then we have the responsibility of our vibration. We have the responsibility of being co-creators with our brothers and sisters. And so we have this this opportunity to take full responsibility for our experience, and in this to kind of clean the windows, so to speak, you know, I can be hurt by nothing but my own thoughts. If I'm ill, if I'm sad, if I'm hurt, if I feel depressed, if I think I'm lacking in any way, if I believe that somebody has betrayed me, I have forgotten what you think, what God thinks, and put my little meaningless ideas in place of where your thoughts belong and where they are. This is the whole essence of True Thought as a ministry. It is the whole essence that we take no thought that is not the thought of God. And when we do that, moment by moment, thought by thought, we purify, we clean the windows, we clear the space. And rather than seeing through a glass darkly, we see face to face, love to love. And it is by cultivating and committing to only the thoughts of God, only the thoughts of love. The thoughts I think with God, the thoughts I think with God can only bless. The thoughts I think with love alone are true. Everything else, we've kind of piled on and we can now let go of. When I remember that I can be hurt by nothing but my own thoughts, it's really a declaration of freedom, of volition, of safety, of truth. I commit to only think the thoughts of God. I will not hurt myself today. Oh my gosh, we've been doing it to ourselves this whole time. When my sister tackled me when we were little kids and she climbed on top of me and took my arms and made me hit myself and said, why do you keep hitting yourself? Why do you keep hitting yourself? In a way, that's what we've been doing. We've been doing it to ourselves. For I am far beyond all pain. My Father placed me safe in heaven, watching over me, and I would not attack the Son that I am, the beautiful Christ that I am, that He loves. For what He loves is mine, and to love as well. This is a return to home, a return to self, a return to divine self, a return to self-love, to self-regard. And to begin to let go of all thoughts except the thoughts of God. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. Glory, hallelujah. I've been saying that the last couple of days. Glory, hallelujah, because these are little gifts and tokens of freedom.
They are indeed. Well said.
That's all I got.
I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. Thank you for joining us today, brothers and sisters, mighty companions. We're thrilled that you're on this journey with us. Thank you for your companionship. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I sin.